vale madre.
What's good, world? Coming to you live and direct and hitting the chest like a shot of straight jack. This is No Chasing with Petey Mac. Let's get it. What's up, y'all? This your country cousin, Pete McCarvey, a.k.a. Petey Mac. I'm sitting here with my dog, man. Hey, tell him who you is, my G.
Hey, this your boy 24/7 Kev in the building, Augusta GH, checking in. What's going on, people?
Well, you really got a damn late night DJ intro right there, my G. Like, really got one. Hey, man, we just out here kicking it at this spot, man. We in Augusta GH just kicking and trying to do what we got to do, man. We off the cuff, man. We drinking and we talking shit to y'all, man. Quick thing I'm going to tell you. Me and my mans, we actually go back. Like, what, 7 years almost?
Yeah, damn, bro.
We met each other 7 years ago. And damn, that was 7 years ago. We met each other like 7 years ago. And we didn't even realize we met each other 7 years ago. So I ran into her in a bar here in Augusta. And you tell the story better than I can, my G.
Man, long story short, I used to be in the Navy. When I was back in the day, not too long ago. We out of San Diego, Parkland.
I get money when I dig go push.
Hey. Sliding down Imperial. Nah.
I'm not bitches when I they go put.
Nah, we out there cooling, kicking at the barracks and in the projects, building 783 out there on Coronado. Been out there, you know what it is, the hood right there.
Yep.
Went down. So I walked with one of my partners with a quad one day. I seen some nigga in there on the floor asleep. I'm like, well, what's up, y'all? What's popping? Like, man, what you got going on, Gil? I'm like, shit. You already know, boy, I'm finna go fuck some of these hoes real quick. What's up with your boy? I was like, oh, man, that nigga's out of there. Nigga just gave me a chunk of little deuces or whatever. I'm like, all right, cool. So, years come down the road. I get out of the military, like 2015.
What
we met, 17?
It was 17. I just got in 17.
We linked up again in 2017 at the little watering hole that we like to call Limelight Cafe. Limelight Cafe. Shout out to them.
Yep.
I'm out there cooling. I think I had a little chick with me or something. Yeah, I did.
You did have that chick with you
I
that
did,
day.
Did have a little. I don't know which one it was.
I don't know what was that little thing, which I remember that. Like, I remember that day clear as Papa.
Had a little thing with me. You know, shit, I'm talking. If I talk to anybody I see, for the most part, you know, I'm just cool, chillax like that. It's middle of the day, niggas day drinking and shit. Rant, normal shit.
Yeah.
With for most. We in there rapping. I see a nigga looking at some pictures on his phone. He's looking at like some helicopter videos and shit. I'm like, oh shit, what you know about them, bro? Like, he was like, oh yeah, shit. My blessed Navy helicopter. I said, I know I used to work on them shits or whatever. Like, where you stationed? I'm like, shit, I was in San Diego. He's like, you was on North Island? I'm like, yeah. What squad you was at? I was like, I was at, you know, so and so. I'm not gonna disclose that name right now. He was like, yeah, my boy there. Who? I'm like, who? He's like, yeah, IT. I'm like, oh shit, there's only one nigga there. One black dude that's an IT, so I'm like, oh, you talking about Session? He's like, yeah, I know Session. I'm like, yeah, man.
Shout out to Session, man.
Shout out to Session. That nigga just added me on Instagram the other day or whatever. But I'm like, yeah, man. I remember I went to Session room one day, man. It was some little nigga on the floor asleep and shit like that. Just chunked the deuces at me, whatever. Some short nigga, some short motherfucker. I ain't know. We both sitting down, so I ain't know how tall Pete was at the time. How tall or how short, yeah. whichever way you want to wear it. He was like, shit, motherfucker, that was me. I'm like, oh, shit. Boy, what's good? Shit, we been wrapped up here since,
yeah, man.
I mean,
that was like 2 weeks before. I ain't gonna lie, I got knocked like 2 weeks later. And didn't even hardly know this man from Adam. I got knocked 2 weeks later. Said, where you at? I said, man, they just released me from the damn county. I'm finna go to the basic. Like, I'm coming in your car. And that man was dead in my car.
Well, you got to rewind. I came to pick up your car.
No, we gonna ride to the night of the incident. Just talk about it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Everybody know you got my car when I got. But like, he came up there. This man was cussing out the damn MPs.
Man, I don't be fucking with that shit, man. Them niggas be
tripping, I was like, but he came in my car and I was like, man, I said, I'm gonna rock with this dude, man. I was like, cause I was like, man, I don't know if he gonna be here. I left my kids. He came up there and I was like, yo, I gotta rock with him, man. Just, and we've been rocking since. That's been like, what, that's going on 3 years? We going on 3 years now, ain't it?
Yeah, them goddamn MPs pissing me off, though, boy.
Yeah, I know they would.
Look, I'm trying to tell them, like, hey.
I'm trying to tell this man, like, bro, chill out, because I'm in hot water, and you've been making it harder for me. Be like, I ain't in the motherfucking military no more.
You got to come to the to the visitor gate? No, I don't, bro. Tell me what building I gotta come to. I have base access, bro. I'm a veteran. I have access to the base, man. I'm trying to tell him, like, Pete, get this motherfucker off the phone before I come in there and slap shit out of his ass. I'm gonna slap that motherfucker when I see him. What'd he say? You heard what I said.
He said, you don't want to know, MP, you don't want to know.
You don't even want to know, bro.
You don't even want to know, but man, it's just, we out here just kicking it, man.
I ain't even play a motherfucker when I was in the name.
Yeah, I know. That's one thing I know. So, man, what you been up to since you been out, though, man? I mean, like, we're telling people what you been up to.
Man, shit. Figuring out life. Came back to Georgia. Stayed out for a little minute. Collected my little unemployment and shit for a little minute. Started school.
Yeah.
And I got 2 certifications, working on the 3rd now. Cybersecurity, and I got my own little business thing going on.
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever, shit. If anybody needs some financial assistance.
What made you want to get into that, Doc?
What, the finance?
Yeah, what made you want to get into that?
Man, you got to think about it, man. If you look at, like, Forbes magazine, like, Top 15, stuff like that, or, you know, Fortune 5. Everybody at the front, or some, anybody that got a little snippet in one of the magazines, or at the top, in the top 7 or out of the 15, all those people in the financial arena.
Yeah.
So if you look at that shit or whatever, like, come on now. Because money gonna pay money regardless. So like, if you in the money business, you ain't never gonna be out of a job.
That's true.
You ain't gonna never be worried about where your next check coming from, because there's people making money now that the stock market done went down. But that's a whole nother thing when you talk about options and other stuff like that I ain't gonna speak on, but just know you got puts and then you got calls. One of them you make money when the stock market up, other one you make money when it's going down. But that's
no, expand on that, like puts and all that shit, like you were talking about. No, expand on that, man. No, educate them. We gonna educate these motherfuckers. We gonna take them to school, man. Like, your gotta say, let me take them to school.
Man, certain stuff I can't speak on because I'm licensed, but
okay.
You gotta get me on a one-on-one level, you know, as far as certain stuff go. But I got into it, like, one of my my god brother. You met my god brother. We was at the restaurant.
Yeah.
You know, I bring you the ribs and his own restriction.
Man, we don't even talk about that shit.
Okay,
man.
We ain't gonna talk about that. But the real,
I mean, it's no chaser, but I'm like, man, I ain't gonna say not talk about it because it's no chaser. It's just that was a bad prison nigga life, man.
You been my god brother, right?
Yeah, I mean, your god brother. Yeah, dude, the white dude that was riding with you, didn't it?
No, that ain't my god.
What happened to that motherfucker?
Man, he in the army, bro. He had a career.
Oh, okay, because he was in the army. That motherfucker, like, he had, like, both. He had the beard like Osama.
Nah, he went in the army, like, while you was on.
He joined right then.
He joined, like, a couple weeks later. Yeah.
Oh, because, like, that's what I be telling y'all, man. Y'all be thinking these motherfuckers in the military be some clean-cut motherfuckers. You be having some hood-ass dudes in the military.
I know. Man, I ain't gonna even say the people I done met in the military.
Oh, shit, nah, I'll tell you straight like this. I ain't gonna hold you. Like, my boy. My boy Big Keefe said, I ain't gonna hold you. I done met the most drug dealers, the most whores, the most pimps, the most drunkards. I'm one of the drunkards. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm one of the drunkards. I met the most dope heads. I met the most of them motherfuckers in the military. I met more all them people like that in the military than I did living in the hood.
I know motherfuckers that are smoking every day.
Yeah.
In the military out there in California.
Oh, shit.
Smoking weed every day.
We're San Diego, man. I mean, like, right. I ain't gonna lie.
But they ain't never popped, because they on the urinalysis. They made sure their name wasn't in that bitch.
I found this out, man. I had an MA-1. And I
don't condone using.
I don't condone using. I don't supply. But
don't
I had an MA-1.
Any of that.
I had an MA-1. I had an MA-1. Because I remember the thing was, well, my when you're on a ship, they got something called a burden. That's like your quote-unquote barracks.
12 o'clock? Shit.
Yeah, that's like your barracks on the ship. So he used to use my burden because it was next to his office. So I used to have to always be a supervisor, go watch people piss. Like, that means I got to stand off your soul and watch the piss come out your dick. And I asked him one day. No homo, but I mean, I didn't do that. I used to tell people like this. I stand back. They like CT. They like pit off some coffee. I said, look, man, if you illegal, you illegal, cause I'm not gonna be over your shoulder like that. Like look, man, I'm gonna be back. I'm watching, but I'm not gonna be over your shoulder watching. And I asked him one day. I said, man. I said, so who check you? He's like, don't nobody check me. I said, so what you? I how you gotta know? He's like, man, he said, look, I'm on the honor system, man. He said, I'm on the honor system. He said, I just gotta be on the honor system. He said, nobody. He said, nobody checks me. And I'm like, bro, I said, that is like the most noble shit in the world. Cause he told me straight up, he's like, that's the most noble shit in the world. Cause I actually had a partner of mine. It's an older partner of mine, it's a friend of somebody that was in my family. He was in the Navy he's in the Army back in
back in the 70s?
No, back in the 90s, like 90 to 98. He smoked like a train.
Yeah.
And I said, well, bro, I said, you smoke like this in the Army? He's like, yeah. I said, well, how did you get away with it? He said, and this is why he rolling up the blunt. I didn't smoke nothing. I just want to let y'all know that I ain't smoking, but I ain't going to never stop nobody from doing what they want to do.
Can't help you fuck you around sometimes.
Yeah, so he was sitting there rolling the blunt. I'm talking about putting this stuff in there, rolling it. He said, thing about the Army, he said, there's an NCO that they let know when the tests are coming around. I said, okay. He said, you're looking at him. So I know when the shit came, when it popped.
Yeah, man.
I was like, so you know.
Good old days though, man. But so how you feel about Augusta, man? I know, you know, everything got its pros and its cons.
Everything got pros. One thing I like about Augusta, mine my hometown, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
I like how you interviewing me on my shit, but like, I ain't mad at it. Augusta's not a bad town.
You want to be famous, bitch?
You stupid as hell. We're going to get in that shit soon. You know they coming up with part two of that movie.
Really?
Yeah, I saw on the YouTube. They coming up part two.
I'm watching that shit, man.
Yeah, they coming up part two. I don't like it because the chick, the way she looks now, she looks way older than she should have. She should have kept, but I digress. Augusta.
She looks older in the movie or older in general?
No, she looks older in the movie the way she got her hair and shit like that. Okay. But anyway, Augusta's not a bad town. Because Mason, I've been around you, and you didn't took me out through this motherfucker.
Yeah, so I took your place. You should have been.
Yeah, it's a place, but it's good. Like I actually met. If y'all saw that picture dealing with this man, I met the guy that played
my gravy.
Biggie Smalls in the Taurus, Jamal Gravy Wooder.
Yeah,
I met him. Cool dude. He was cool dude. If you see the picture, he was cool. He came and started chopping up with me. I'm like, you chopping up with me, bro? This is not a bad town. The only thing about it can be so much more than what it is.
See,
it can be so much more. But you from here, you're a native, so expound on it.
Like, what I tell people that come here in the military or whatever, or a lot of people that, well, first off, just like any other small town, a lot of people don't like where they at, shit like that. But it's really all about the circle that you're around, and shit, and people you know. Or whatever. So if you just round a whole bunch of motherfuckers ain't doing shit, don't know nothing, ain't never even, just like Atlanta or some shit like that. It's people that ain't never left the South Side.
It's true.
It's people that they ain't never really left and went nowhere. They ain't even been to the Mall of Georgia, which is not in Atlanta, but they ain't even been to Lenox Mall downtown.
Yeah, Lenox, they ain't been to Atlantic Station, which used to be projects.
Some people only know North DeKalb, South DeKalb.
But you gotta remember this about Atlanta though. And a friend of mine told me, my homeboy Craig, shout out to my homeboy Craig Reed, funny ass comedian.
We getting off subject though.
But I was just telling you, like, they told me, said we didn't go other places because Atlanta used to be locked down.
Yeah.
You know, if you weren't from the South Side, you ain't go there. You from the West Side, you ain't go there. From the East Side, you ain't go there.
It was certainly like Washington Road back when I was coming up. I ain't go over there.
It was that bad on Washington Road?
No, I just didn't go over there. Okay. Bro. I ain't had no business over there. Whatever. Like, see, you get your ass pulled.
Shit, that's what I got knocked at on Washington Road.
Yeah, you know. But, Washington Road, for people that's not from here, that is where the Masters Golf Tournament is. If you don't know about the Masters.
That's where the Masters Golf Tournament.
That's where Tiger Woods run that green jacket like 3 years ago.
Masters Tournament is over there. That's where the chicks selling that ass over there. And that's where the Bulls, for y'all know where the Bulls is, the Bulls are the cops. I call the cops the Bulls.
State Patrol.
That's who knocked me.
But what I was gonna get at, as far as Augusta goes, like it's a great place to be if you're in the right circle.
Yeah.
So basically, like, okay, yeah, you got the same little small clubs and stuff like that, same little hole in the wall, same little hood spots. Me personally, I like to go to the hood shit everywhere I go. But
yeah.
Even in San Diego, LA, like everywhere. I go.
Oh,
to,
man.
Everywhere they tell us not to go in the Navy, when I was in, I went.
Oh,
and
man,
I ain't had no problems.
You talk about like
I'm talking about me though, not you.
I mean, I stepped off of some of them spots like F6.
That F6
with Hood Phantom Lounge.
You gotta step down in the basement. Okay, yeah. But Augusta though, as far as it goes, it's a great location. Location wise, it's great because Charlotte is like 2 hours away. Atlanta's 2 hours away. Jacksonville's 4 hours away. Virginia's 7 hours. Ohio, I don't know if y'all know about Ohio, but Ohio, like Cincinnati's like 10 hours. Really? It just depends. Houston is 10 hours from Atlanta.
Yeah. We're going to make that ride.
We're going to make that ride.
I'm getting stationed back on the West Coast, so me and this man, we road tripping. We already got a road trip planned out.
I'm bringing a couple thousand with me. We finna cut up, stop at a casino or something. I don't gamble, but shit, I'ma look at something.
I know. you talking about Charlotte. Oh, boy, that weekend we had in Charlotte, boy.
Man, I went to Charlotte like back. I used to be in Charlotte every weekend.
Yeah, you trying to holler at that little bitch you were talking to.
Aren't you got to be a bitch, man?
Well, that what you called her at one point in time?
Man, you know, I was having a conversation with Trey.
Yeah. Remember
Trey?
Oh, well, shout out to the homie Trey, man.
Yeah, one of my partners, my nigga Kev.
Yeah.
You like, man, we still saying bitch now? We still call it bitches, bitches? Yeah, we call it bitches, bitches. Nigga, I ain't 30 years old yet. Nigga, you don't want 30.
I'm 31. But it's like Don D.C. Curry said.
Treat people how the fuck they act.
I'm like Don D.C. Curry said, these are dumb motherfuckers, y'all different. He said, like the word bitch, he said, y'all called it like his whole said. When I was coming up, he said, he called a woman a bitch. He said, it wasn't no term of difference. You was cussing her ass out.
Right.
Like, so when I call a woman a bitch, I'm like, oh no, I mean that.
I prefer to call them whorelings.
Yeah, you do. You be using some old terms, man.
I like them little whorelings.
So. You be using some old terms.
Words like that, I don't really. I mean, bitch might fly out my mouth a couple of times. Like, man, tell you about this little bitch, man. This little bitch don't know who she fucking with, but you know, I keep that shit play all the way to the room in the house. Look at my white shoe. But, man, it's been a great time, though.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I ran back into Peter, Matt, because you real good people.
Yeah,
you know,
cool.
He came down, you know, I'm actually just a genuine person, so, you know, if I fuck with you, I fuck with you. Bro, I know my mom, I know his mom, he met my grandma before she passed, rest in peace.
Rest in peace to Mama Rose. I mean, I don't know if you call her Mama Rose, but I'm going to call her Mama Rose.
Cool.
I mean, because good people. I met her one time and she just like took me in like, baby, you hungry? I'm like, yes, ma'am. She's like, well, baby, go get you something to eat. And his auntie was in there talking shit to me and I'm like,
everybody got that one auntie that be talking that shit.
And she talked to him and his grandma was like, baby, don't pay that motherfucker no attention, baby. She didn't say motherfucker. Mama Rose the type of shit like, baby, don't pay no attention. She full of shit. I'm like, Mama Rose. She's like, nah, baby, don't pay no attention. She full of shit. She didn't say full of shit, but that's the vibe she gave me. Like, baby, just come and get something to eat. Don't worry about it.
It was implied.
Mama Rose was a real one, man. Like,
yes, sir.
His mama even gave me a room at the house. Like, I ain't even know.
Man, this nigga had a room. I was staying with my mama at the time. Goddamn. Nigga had a whole room over there. Pete got a whole crib now, man. He over at the crib. We over that bitch getting fucked up. New Year's.
Man, I was scared New Year's, bro. Like, you ain't really scared.
Got that shooting?
No, I ain't ever shooting. You got triggered about the shooting. I got triggered about the Roman candles. Because when I was over in Djibouti, they'll light up flares every now and again.
Right.
So I ain't gonna lie and say, like, I seen some shit. I've been outside the wire because I didn't. But, like, they would always light off flares. Because you saw me when I did and they lit them Roman candles. I'd be like, nigga, what the fuck is wrong with you? I'm like, because, like, the shooting, I was good. Your ass was like, man, the shooting.
See,
I don't fuck with it.
I fucked up at, I ain't back in the yard. I pulled in I couldn't see shit.
Yeah, but no, but the Roman candles. I mean, like, the shoot, you was tripping about the shooting. I'm like, bro, man, we ain't not in the fire. But in the Roman candles, and you like, nigga, what's wrong with you? I'm like, man, the Roman candles, I don't fuck. Because you saw how I did when that Roman candle was like, the fuck is that? Because I thought to myself, man, I ain't got no PTSD or nothing like that. But the Roman candles, I'm like, oh, shit, what's up with the Roman candles? Because you saw how I did when the Roman candles went up.
Oh, yeah, let me
pop, pop, pop. No, you saw when that Roman candle went up, I was like, the fuck is going on with this shit? goddamn Roman candle. And you're like, nigga, what's wrong with the Roman candle? I was like, motherfucker, you can't talk shit. You was just tripping about the goddamn fire.
We at my mama's house. I grew up in the not. It was a decent neighborhood. Yeah. But it wasn't so great. Yeah. I mean, somebody.
Pepper Ridge ain't that bad.
Somebody used to die every summer when I was coming up.
In Pepper Ridge?
Hell yeah.
Bridge don't seem like it was like that.
I know like 3-4 people have died out there.
Man. Well, I mean, you know.
But it ain't like it used to be or whatever. But I remember goddamn coming up. Like, shit, I lost one of my partners. He was like 2 years younger than me. Lil Brandon, rest in peace.
Yeah.
He was like 16. Got hit the same night of a party. Put them hands on somebody. They was mad. Got set up. Got shot through his window. Mm. Right in the damn heart.
Damn, man.
Yeah, man.
Crazy. I ain't like that, man. Like, but
people keep sleep, though, but, like, nah, man. I just say Augusta good. I wouldn't be the man that I am today or whatever.
Oh, no, it's like I said.
I was just fortunate to leave because, you done met my people when we were out or whatever. You see how they do. Oh, you in here? Oh, this your boy? Oh, shit. Hey, shots on there. Hey, get these niggas some shots. P had to step out one day.
Yeah, man, but with that, them motherfuckers like go. I mean, I met some great people.
To get your ass.
Shout out to, I gotta get him on this one day. Shout out to my boy Lawrence, man.
Okay.
My boy Lawrence, Big Lynch. Big Lynch. I gotta get him on here one day. That's big folks right there.
Big folks.
I mean, you know, I mean, if you know what I mean by big folks, you know what you know. If you don't, man, you know what I'm saying? I gotta get big folks on here one day.
What's understood ain't got to be explained.
Exactly. I mean, that man told me straight up when I first met him, said, man, you down with the Lynch mob. You folks, you with the folks right now. I'm like, ooh, what you mean? Like, nah, bro, you down with us. I ain't never met the man before. And I go to Lawrence right now.
That's how we is.
I go to Lawrence right now, and Lawrence took me in. And I'm like, damn, man, I don't know who's mad at him.
Yeah, but I don't bring people around, bro.
Yeah, so, I understand. That's what you shouldn't, but so like.
If I do.
But like I said, this city, not a bad city. I just wish they would, there's more that this city can be.
Yeah, it's going to be some
more. It's more that this city can be. And I'm mad because.
Oh, I'm probably going to move into the side of the city, too.
Oh, okay, all right. Yes, but, I couldn't really experience it because of my work schedule. Because this city is big in sports and stuff. And one thing about me, I like high school basketball. And they big in high school basketball here.
Yeah.
And I love high school basketball, but I can't do it like because of my work schedule. And then with the coronavirus going on right now, ain't going to be too much basketball going on right now. And he's showing me a picture. Where is this at? Did this picture show me on the phone? What is that?
Cyber Center, bro.
That's a cyber center?
Yes, sir.
Oh, wow. I ain't no cyber center right on the water.
Yeah.
We not gonna keep expounding on that.
Yeah,
we gotta be.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sick. We gotta.
You got a smooth eight minutes, bro. We gonna keep it 30 minutes, man.
But, you don't wanna do 30 minutes? You don't wanna try to go longer than that?
Oh, we keep it longer.
Man. I mean, no, you know what I'm talking about. I mean, we go for how long we gonna go, but you know,
we be talking all goddamn day.
Oh, no, that's what we do.
Shit, we can take it to the Navy, we can take it to you know, whatever, to the
Horlings.
Also, I'm the side dude of the year, too. You think he the side dude?
No, I retired, bro. You know I retired.
I called this man one day. Man, he like, what's wrong with you? I said, man, shot a dude tripping, man. He just fucked it up.
Like, now I retired. Like, when I retired, you took the title from me. Because I used to be the side nigga, the professional side nigga. But, like, I seen you, I said, I gotta give a problem with it too. I said I gotta retire. I said this man is like the Lion King. You know, I'm a fossil and I pass on the symbol.
Sometimes being the side dude can be stressful.
Oh, it can. Cause the thing is they will catch feelings for you.
They shouldn't have.
They shouldn't, but it's like they'll catch feelings for you. I'm like, baby, I'm supposed to be.
What you upset about, baby? You got a whole dude.
Cause we gonna take it back to Dago right quick.
Ooh.
And you know how Dago was.
Mm, mm, mm.
You know how them chicks in Dago was.
Man.
Them chicks in Dago.
Shout out to San Diego, man.
Yeah, shout out to San Diego, which I'm going back to.
I actually
in 4 months.
I actually became a man in San Diego. I wasn't no virgin, nothing like that, but that's where.
No, I became shit, bro. You came in. I became a man in San Diego. Hell, I was 20. You came out of high school and was in San Diego. I was 24.
Yeah,
I was still a boy.
Shit, I was 19 when I got there. Man, I was wilding, bro.
I went to San Diego, fresh faced 25-year-old.
Right.
I left San Diego a fucking grizzly-faced man. A grilly face, man. Shit, like,
me too.
Man, it's like, I'm out there. I remember messing with this chick.
I had them 60 days term in the league, too. I was like, man, cutting up.
You know what's funny about San Diego Dog? I'm going to tell you a funny story. Before, when I first checked the Navy, you know when you first get in the Navy, you still in boot mode. For those no boot, that's people who fresh out of boot camp, out of their school, and you ain't really hit the real Navy. So I'm the first day, I go out there. And I ran into a first class, it's an E6. And I said, hey, petty officer, I said, somebody pulling up right now. That
it appears to be a whirling.
Yeah, I think that's some chicks we saw when other, but that's, we gonna digress on
that. We outside right now.
Yeah, we don't care. I mean, but no. I pull up, it's E6. He got aviators on, he got his type ones on. It's back when he had the blue bears, they call them type ones. That's a little blue camos they used to wear. I say, petty officer, he said, whoa, he said, man, you gotta do that petty officer shit, man. He said, I'm getting out the Navy tomorrow. I'm like, oh, congratulations on retiring. I said, man, I ain't retired, I only did 12 years. I'm like, 12 years? Like, yeah. I said, you getting nice? And I'm just getting out. He said, this your first tour? I'm like, yeah, it's my first tour. That man said, good luck, and walk the fuck off.
Oh, yeah.
That was my introduction to the Navy.
He asked you if he was 21.
Huh?
He asked you if he was over 21.
He didn't have me none of that shit. He just said, this your first tour? I said, yeah, petty officer, my first tour. He said, good luck to you, and walked off. I didn't understand what he meant by that.
Man,
but
that's your first day in San Diego?
That was my first day in, well, my first day in the Navy in San Diego. That was my first day in San Diego because I got to San Diego like a day or two before that.
Let me tell you my first day.
Tell me your first day.
So, goddamn, you know, I went to A school, Pensacola, just like you.
Just like me.
So, left Pecola, came back to Augusta, did my little rap duty. Shout out to my recruiter.
You actually did rap duty?
No, but.
But no, so I ain't gonna lie. For y'all don't know rap duty. Rap duty is when you get out of boot camp and then you get out of your school. You tell your recruiter, hey, I want to do a week. And I want to do a week of helping you talk to the recruits about all that shit.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
tell them
yeah.
What the Navy's been like for you so far. And you get that leave back. But then I said I was going to go to Atlanta because I was living in Atlanta before I joined the Navy. And I told my crew I was going to do it. But then I said to myself, I'm like, you know what? I'm finna go on deployment in a couple months. I'm gonna get them days back. I said, fuck it. I'm gonna kick in Atlanta for 2 months. I mean, kick in Atlanta for 2 weeks. Fuck it.
Right.
But so go on, keep telling them.
So I get to San Diego. One of my boys, my white boy Chief. Shout out to the AOs, Iolius. You ain't orders, you ain't shit.
Yep, I used to love hanging with y'all, boy. Y'all motherfuckers, y'all pointed like rock stars.
They got a saying in Pecola, stay away from the Marines and stay away from the AOs.
Y'all, I ain't gonna lie, I had, because we, here's the thing about AOs. I wasn't working with them, but I had a couple homeboys with them, because me and him weren't on the same base. But his base was literally, like, right down the street from where I was. So, you gonna party? What's up with you, big dog? We got somebody passing through, so. But his base was like literally like right down the street from mine, and a lot of guys I went to boot camp that was on the base, so I used to spend a lot of time on his base. And I tell you, them AO, they party like rocks. So I done had some crazy nights dealing with them damn AO's aviation ordnance.
I had, I ain't gonna even go on that story. Let me continue. Man, it's so many side pieces we can have just off one conversation. That's what I like about the shit, especially with the military shit. This, we got the best stories, bro.
Yeah,
we
do.
Like, fuck them college kids. College don't talk.
And this is what I told some of them kids who, because you know, and for those of y'all know, I actually got a bachelor's degree. And I joined the Navy with a bachelor's degree. I enlisted with a bachelor's degree. And I was telling some of the young bucks I went to boot camp with, like, they were like, man, I should have went to college. I said, man, you getting a better experience in college. I said, you're basically going to college right now, but the only difference between you and your friends, you're getting paid to be here. I said, it's still college.
And you're traveling.
You still going to school.
Mm-hmm.
And
you going to go to school.
I mean, you going to school.
Had I known that before I came in, I was like, shit, I just went to school.
That's what I told a lot of young people. They be like, I don't want to go to military. Why you want to go to military? I'm tired of school. I'm like, well, you don't want to go to military because your ass going to be in school. And it ain't like college where you can sit there and bullshit through no written test. You got to sit there in front of a motherfucker and got to give a verbal test, and depends on how they feel, you may not pass or not. But anyway, I told them, I told them straight like this. They were like, I don't want to do this because I don't want to go to, I'm tired of school. I'm like, man, you in school right now. Basically, it's college, you, because we basically go to class. We go kick it with our boys or our girls, and we go drink.
Get your lunch break.
Lunch and dinner. You go dinner, and you go fuck off in somebody's room.
You go fuck off.
Did I tell you about the time when I was in Pensacola, and I almost got caught fucking a chick during Reveille?
So you was on Corey Station, weren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I was on Corey Station. Did I tell you about I almost got caught fucking a chick in Corey Station and Reveille?
Yeah, you told me that. Yeah,
Reveille. Okay, for y'all don't know. Okay, so. Should I tell them the story?
Nah, let me go ahead and finish this.
Oh,
shit.
He finished your shit.
So I get out to San Diego. Mind you, I flew out of Augusta. Cause you know, that's how they set up the travel show. You just call them and they fix it up. Don't ever, ever fly out of Augusta. Not to a major airport.
No.
Only fly to like the places. Well, just like any other small airport. Only fly, cause I don't like making connections.
So. Me neither. Especially if you got connected with Atlanta. So Atlanta.
So I made a connection in Dallas-Fort Worth from Augusta or whatever. So I missed my fucking connecting flight or whatever. I'm in my dress whites. I don't think I got no fucking clothes. My shit was getting sent in the mail. I had a little bit of shit in my sea bag and shit because I ain't need my pea coat. I ain't really need no raincoat. What's the long one? Y'all still got the long coat?
What's the long coat you talking about? My raincoat.
You put the fur on the inside of it, the little fur shit with the zip.
Raincoat?
Yeah, the raincoat. The Gore-Tex, but the raincoat.
I know you're talking about the raincoat for your dress suit.
Like, yeah, the long one.
They actually got now, bro.
They got rid of that shit?
No, they got something now. Like, they don't even have a pea coat no more. They got like a...
They still got peacoats on face?
No, bro. Like, it's a guy that I went to church with. His son just joined the Navy. Mm-hmm. They don't have peacoats no more. They got, like...
They don't sell them on the base no more either?
They never sold them on the base. You mean it's an Army base. You know how Navy is, man.
Oh,
they don't,
man, I got to go to Charleston and give me another peacoat. Oh,
but they don't do... But peacoat is not the thing. They got, like, this foul weather parka that... Replace the peacoat. A guy I know, his son just graduated from boot camp. From Great Lakes, or Great Mistakes, we call it. We call it a great mistake because you made a mistake taking your black ass down or your white ass. So they got like, you know how the raincoat was? It's like the raincoat, but it got like that little tab, like the parka line on it.
Really?
Yes, and that's replaced the damn peacoat now.
Okay.
Which is why I'm happy I didn't put.
Shit, I left my raincoat. I left all my little cold weather shit, my gloves. I'm going to San Diego.
You don't need that shit.
I left all that shit at the crib or whatever, so I'm like, all right, cool. I'm stuck in Dallas-Fort Worth. They put me up in a nice ass little hotel and shit. Got a food voucher, shit like that. Luckily, I had done traveled before I joined the military and shit like
that. Yeah, so you know.
I had done caught flights.
So you know the play.
Yeah, I already know how to work, maneuver my way through airports. Plus, you ain't got to go but to Atlanta Airport a certain amount of times. And then, like, shit, it's just like, oh, okay, cool. I know how to get around this motherfucker. So, I done hit the MWR shit, my sandwiches and shit like that. Dallas-Fort Worth got one of the best MWRs I've been to. That one, Atlanta, I ain't had time to stop at the one in Phoenix. The one in San Diego is outside the airport.
I never went to that one. Because, like, why you don't go to the MWR in San Diego? I'm like, bro, I got to catch a flight. But I'd have hit that bar in that motherfucker.
Oh, man, shit, you got
to
hit
it. Like,
man,
I ain't going to lie to you.
I hit the bar up there. So,
because then when I tell people, they be like, man, how you hit the bar? I'm like, bro, I said, flying drunk is some of the best flying you'll have.
Oh, yeah, you get drunk and high at the same time drinking champagne on the airplane.
But, yeah, you right.
So, I leave Fort Worth. I'm on the way. We flying into San Diego. They upgraded me to first class. Yeah. I had my dress whites on and shit. I got out there in May.
Yep.
Goddamn, I landed. We coming in. We flying past the buildings and shit. The way we came in,
yeah.
I'm flying past the building.
You know what
shit.
They used to keep me with San Diego? You'll fly in, then you fly in the Pacific, and then they circle back around. That shit, I'm like, why are we flying out?
They ain't have clearance to land. They had somebody else coming in.
Yeah, because every time I took
flight. Well, you know I'm aviation, so I already know.
So every time, I know they got to clear you. I mean, I even know that. I mean, you aviation, so you know. But every time I flew, I'm like, you got to fly out, and then you come back.
Nah, we flew straight in that motherfucker.
But...
You
remember driving on the 5?
I drove on the 5 in the Mexico.
I'm saying you drove on the 5
Okay, the reason this shit's so monumental today, I fucking got there. I landed, I get picked up by the dude's driver, get to the barracks, my boy Cheever there, got hit him up. I'm like, where you at, bro? He's like, I'm at, I got orders to so-and-so, this helicopter squad. I'm like, all right, cool. I got orders there too. He's like, what? I'm like, yeah. He's like, all right, bet. My boy Jaquan out there, my boy Wilkes out there, everybody else out there, they on the boat though. From 32nd, some of them on the
32nd Street, that's the hood for y'all.
Some of them on the Gators, some of them on the other ones.
New Orleans, they was on New Orleans. Gators, New Orleans.
Macon Island.
Or the Macon Babies that they call her, they call it.
Macon Island got Bonhomme Richard, shit like
that. The Bonhomme Richard was in San Diego?
Hell yeah.
That was in Japan.
Nigga, that shit was in San Diego.
You was out there when I got there, I think it must have.
Nigga,
took off to Japan.
I got out there in 2011.
That's what I'm saying. So I got out of San Diego in 2014.
They did a hull swap. I don't know if the boat went to another. It might be somewhere else now.
Yeah,
so
no, it's in Japan. Bonshaw, Japan now.
My boy Cheever picked me up. He's still active. He's still active right now. He's AO2, AO1, some shit like that. He got a partner because he's from like Sheboygan, fucking
Illinois.
Nah, not Illinois.
Sheboygan was this with Ohio, Minnesota.
Minnesota, they drink like a motherfucker. They got like the highest DUI rate in the country. But
you know what fucked up? You know the funny thing about that in Minnesota? That shit's a ticket. Like a DUI is like a ticket to them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a ticket because
they got the highest rate.
Because it's a ticket. It's like
back then they did. I don't know about now. So I get there, we go to Camp Pendleton. He had one of his boys with him. And shit, we going to drop the nigga off on Camp Pendleton. We get lost as fuck. Camp Pendleton huge, so we pull off the base. We came in the initial spot right there in Oceanside, and then we drove up, came out another gate past the Atomic Titties.
Yeah, I know the titties.
Then we came back down and went into another gate because we was lost.
For those y'all don't know, side note: the titties is these two.
It's nuclear reactors.
They're shaped like breasts, so they call them titties.
They got like little nipples.
So they call them titties.
So once you a distance away, it look like two titties.
But here's the thing about it:
they're really diagonal.
But here's the thing about it: if you're going from San Diego to LA, that's your halfway point. Mm-hmm. That's how you know you're halfway to LA. Like, they're the titties. I'm halfway to LA.
So we pull back on base. All the Marines, they in full battle rattle, but they wasn't in full battle rattle when we first got on the base.
Oh, really?
They wasn't in full battle rattle at all. I'm talking about they had helmets, shotguns.
Why was they in full battle rattle?
Nigga, I got a phone call as I'm coming off the base. Over there, my uncle, he was like, nephew.
Hey, what's going on with y'all? Cola.
That nigga like, nephew, they just killed Osama bin Laden. I said, what? He like, yeah, they just killed Osama bin Laden. I'm like, well, that explains why the fuck the threat level done went all the way the fuck up.
I was still in school when that shit happened.
Bruh.
I was still in school when that shit happened.
I had been to San Diego 24 hours. Them niggas done killed Osama, bro.
Yeah.
First day out there. Yeah. Goddamn.
But no, Dago was like.
And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, this finna be a wild ride in San Diego, nigga. This shit finna go down.
Man, like, San Diego, like I said.
And that's my first day in San Diego.
And like I said, to say San Diego, how this man said he became a man after I became a man
and,
after.
And I think it was Memorial Day weekend or some shit. Not Memorial Day. What day is that? Whatever holiday in motherfucking. I think we had drill weekend or some shit like that. I don't know. I had 3 days off when I first got there.
What month it was?
It was May.
It's Memorial Day.
I got that May.
It's Labor Day. Is it Labor Day or Memorial Day? I always get them two.
Memorial Day. I got
Memorial Day because Labor Day is like September.
Memorial Day is late May, but I got the.
Yeah.
I got it like May 11th, May 12th, or some shit like that. Man, shit crazy. Fuck, they done killed Osama bin Laden. I'm like, man, what the fuck? And that's when I already knew San Diego was finna be jumping, man.
San Diego was that thing, boy. And you get everything you want and can imagine in San Diego, and I'm going back out there in 4 months. I wasn't prepared to go back out there, but I'm going back out there.
I told you was gonna get it.
I want to go to Spain though. My thing is, why you think I want to go to Spain?
You've been speaking about going back to San Diego too much. You spoke that shit into existence, my G.
Oh no, what? No, but thing is, you know me.
I wanted you to go to Spain.
You ain't the only one. My mama and my daddy both said they wanted me to go to Spain. They like, we want to come visit you in Spain.
Cause shit,
Yeah. But you know, I mean, I don't know if you agree with this, but
I know some J-side niggas that live in Germany. When they got out the army, stayed out there.
You speaking too much military jargon for these people. These motherfuckers ain't gonna understand what we talking about.
I know some operators.
Yeah.
Or some rangers or whatever. I'm not gonna disclose.
But here's the thing about Dago, and one of my homegirls told me this about it. She said, and a lot of people told me, they said, you a country ass dude. They said, but you are a Cali guy. Like, a lot of my friends told me, they said, a lot of my friends and my family said, you're a Cali guy. Like, all my friends told me, they said, you got this. All my friends told me, they said, you got the swagger of an LA dude. Like, I've had people tell me, say, you got a swag of a dude from Crenshaw. I don't know if you feel that way about me, but like a lot of people told me, said, bro, you just carry yourself like a cat from Cali. Even when I was out there, like, Cali dudes were like, you country as hell, but you fit in with us. Like, you got the slang and the bang with us. Cause when I came back, my brother was like, bro, you sound like a crip from
man. My family told me that shit too. Like, boy, you gonna move to California, boy? Man, you acting all bougie and shit.
Well, I wasn't acting bougie. It's just like I was just like
you trying to talk all proper and shit. I'm like, nigga, what the fuck you talking about, man?
No, I'm saying like my brother would say, what I need to get? I said, man, get down off the passenger side. They're like, the what? I said, the passenger side. Not the passenger side. Like, get that shit off the passenger side.
Yeah, the pop, man.
I said, get that shit off the passenger side. I said, man, tell that dude to get in the car, man. Dude, man, he tripping, homie. Get that shit off the passenger side.
What you got on my body, homie?
It's like, you know what's fucked up thing? I never drank a 40 while I was out there. Well, I drank one 40.
Nigga, we threw a 90s party out there.
I remember you talking about that night, boy.
We had Cobra, we had Cisco, we had Slits in that bitch, we had Mickey's. Grenades and that motherfucker.
The only time I drank a 40 or OE, it was my homegirl. She's a Halloween baby.
Mm-hmm.
So we was going to Magic Mountain. We were going to see if Black Magic Mountain was in Ventura. So we rolled up there, and me and my partner Dale, we drank 40s. We both drank a 40 or OE a piece. That's the only time I ever drank a 40 in Cali. And I don't understand how motherfuckers get to drink that, because Brad had to piss like a Russian racehorse to Kentucky Derby.
Man, I drank a 40 and got down in Utah one time, bro.
Utah?
Man, bro.
I ain't never been to Utah.
Bro, I used to be, man, you ain't missing shit, bro. Salt Lake, nigga, ain't no niggas out there.
No, I know. There ain't no niggas in San Diego, bro. Like,
I saw like 10 black people.
When you talk about how your first day in Cali was, I'm telling you my first day, y'all. I checked into my command. I checked in on Labor Day weekend. And the NCO that was in charge, he was like, you got a car? I'm like, yeah. I said, how old are you? I'm 25. He's like, he said, you got GPS? He said, yes. You know people out here? I'm like, yeah. He said, man. He said, go explore. Be safe. Drink responsibly. I'll holler at you. And when he said that shit,
turn the sound up.
When he said that shit, I was like, yo, what the fuck?
Who was that?
I know who the fuck that was. We ain't gonna talk about that, man. He just showed me a video. We ain't gonna talk about that shit, though.
That was Saturday.
You know, my first experience out there, like, they was like, drink responsibly. You're grown. Drink responsibly. Go have a good time. And that one, I was like, well, Cali is the shit. But I'm gonna tell you the best place in Cali I love was Long Beach. I love Long Beach.
I had a good time up the street in Inglewood.
I went through Inglewood. I didn't even know I was going through Inglewood. I was trying to get to Long Beach.
Nigga, I stayed on Crenshaw for like 4 days.
Bro, I was fucking off Century in neighborhood blood territory.
I was over there by Dimbleanes and Crenshaw.
No, I was over there in Rolling 20s neighborhood bloods.
Mm-hmm.
Staying with my partner. I stayed with my partner one night. And then, bro, I got kicked in East LA too. I kicked over there by White Fence.
Yeah. LA straight.
I
don't like LA because it's too fucking crowded, man. That traffic is horrible.
I love LA. I love LA better than I like San Diego.
I'd rather live on the outside of LA.
What?
And drive in.
Yeah, that's why I say if I go, I want to, like, when I go back to California.
Because shit, one of my partners was living in Anaheim and he was driving down the Oceanside.
I got a cousin that stayed like in Anaheim. He stayed in like.
He'd drive the Oceanside to work.
But no, LA, I like LA because everybody, oh, LA got gang culture and all that. them gang bangers out there, if they know you ain't from there, they ain't gonna fuck with you like that. Cause I remember I was in Long Beach.
It is some fucked up niggas out there, but I ain't never had no problem.
No, I'm saying I ain't never had no problem. I was in Long Beach, and I took a picture with Snoop Dogg shot his first video. He shot What's My Name video. And I took a picture in front of VIP Records. And a guy came up and said, hey, cuz, like, for those y'all don't know, Long Beach is a Crip city. There's no Bloods in there. It's a Crip city. It's nothing but Crips. Guy came up to me. I had a maroon jersey. I said, hey, he said, you ain't from around here, are you, cuz? I'm like, nah, I ain't from around here. He said, you might not want to have a jersey on. I'm like, on my face, nah, I ain't trying to bang on you. He said, but, bro, I'm just looking out for you. They'll know your swag if you ain't from there. Like, I didn't been to National City. National City is a suburb of San Diego. I've had some Mexicans or Cholos or SAs or whatever you want to call them.
I used to be at the Quinceañeras in goddamn National City.
I've never been to Quinceañera. I've been wanting to go to Quinceañera.
Jumping, bro.
I know. I've always wanted to go. Like, every time.
I always went after the kids when inside, man.
Every time I had my Mexican partners, when they had a Quinceañera,
mm-hmm.
I'd be on duty, though. Cause they were like, bro, you can't go to my cousin's Quinceañera. I'm like, man, I don't do that, man. They be like, man, fuck Holmes. My cousin having a Quinceañera. You need to come. This shit is. I'm like, man, I'm going to come. I said, I'm going to be the only black. He said, no, you're going to be with me.
Only thing I remember about that Quinceañera I went to, shit, is getting there.
Oh, that's the thing about you, part of Hispanic people, especially Mexicans. You're going to do three things. You're going to drink good. You're going to eat good.
You might fuck something.
And you probably going to fuck something. There are three things that Hispanic people do. They drink good, they eat good, and they fuck good.
We're not talking about it at the Quinceañera.
No, it ain't good. You hook up at the Quinceañera, but all that.
And we talking about adults after. This.
Yeah,
after.
We ain't talking about the kids.
It's like when black people do a baby shower, the shit turn to a party later. Yeah.
Same thing with, I understand why Mexicans don't fuck with us like that. Because we same type. The only thing is they just speak Spanish, and we speak Ebonics.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I was like.
They speak Spanglish. I was learning Spanish, bro.
Like, I learned Spanish too.
My whole shop. I had like these six Mexicans in the shop. I be picking up on what they say. I know you talk about somebody.
Oh, I did too. Trust me. All them burritos I ate out there.
I picked up on Tagalo too, though.
Oh, you gotta pick up on Tagalo. That's they got the Filipino mafia. Hey, you get in with the Filipino mafia in the Navy. We would never be in the mafia, but we'd be affiliate.
I was an honorary member.
I was too.
And why all the suppos be Filipino on the West Coast?
Yeah,
suppos. All the supply officers.
But no, I mean, I was in the Filipino mafia, and my chief of my duty section, shout out to his senior chief now, last time I checked, he should be a master chief by now.
What the fuck, man?
I hope he's a master chief. He should be one. Senior Chief McCoska. Senior Chief McCoska. Yo, my dude, man, like, he'll just call me in his office, like, McCarvey. Because, you know, they V's, it's B's, like, McCarvey. I'm like, yes, Chief. He's like, you fucking hungry? Because they don't say fucking, they say fucking. You fucking hungry? I'm like, I can eat, Chief. I got some fried rice. Get you some. Yeah, don't turn them down. You don't turn down a Filipino mafia. You eat. I don't give a damn if your ass is full. You eat when they tell you to eat.
Give me some motherfucking lumpia, some adobo, ponce. I done had pork blood, baloo. Baloo is like a fucking goose egg.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. But when you get in with that Filipino mafia, they love you. Because I remember I had to get some.
I ate good.
And not only that, but I got every supply I wanted because he was my duty section chief. And I needed some gloves and some other stuff. I said, hey, Chief, man, what's going on with the gloves? What I got to do with the gloves? Now, I ain't got no fucking gloves for you.
No fucking gloves.
So my chief put in an order. My chief put in an order for some paper. He's like, hey, McCarvey. I'm like, yes, Chief. He's like, your chief put in an order? I'm like, yeah. For the paper? I'm like, yeah. He said, go get the paper. I'm like, all right, I'll get the paper. He said, get the paper in the back. I'm like, what you mean get the paper in the back? Go get the paper in the back. Why I got to get the paper in the back? Go get that paper in the back. I went to the back. And I looked in the, he said, look at the, he said, before you get the paper, he said, inspect it. I'm like, inspect it? Chief, like,
why?
He said, do what the fuck I told you and inspect it. And hold on, we're going to talk about that later. I said, do what the fuck I told you and inspect it. And when I inspected it, I looked in there, that man threw me a pair of gloves. He said, you fucking inspect them? I said, yeah, Chief, I inspect it. So, okay. Throw love in. Why
got
would
your
you
fucking gloves, man? What the fuck?
Now,
man?
He ain't saying nothing about the glove. He just, you know, they throw you love. They throw you some love. I love them, the the Filipino mafia. That's why I'm happy to go back to the West Coast. The Filipino mafia is tough on the West Coast. I don't even see the Filipino mafia like that. So I don't understand why it's not on the East Coast. But the West Coast, they reign supreme.
I just got something for all my military people. You know, they got a little crazy corona shit going on. My boy posted something say, Sierra Echo November Delta, Sierra Hotel India Tango, Papa Alpha Papa Echo Romeo. Let's say send shit paper.
Shit paper is what we call toilet paper. Because we don't call it, when we got a shit and piss, we don't call it that. You got a pisser, which is a urinal.
My dad is stupid.
What your daddy put up? What the hell is that?
It's getting rough out here. I'm zigzag.
Why would you put a zigzag? He showed me a picture of his daddy got zigzags where the damn toilet paper was going. But you know what they call that shit in the military? We call that shit in the Navy, especially. We don't have toilets and urinals. We got a shit and a pistol. Mm-hmm. We got a shit and a pistol, like. And I had to get up out of that because I go to my grandma's house, like, man, I got to hit the shit up. And my grandma's like, where's your hand? I was like, I'm sorry. I'm just. We wild out there, boy.
I ain't even got into nothing yet, shit.
Huh?
I ain't even got into no stories yet, for real.
No, we ain't got that time. We got that type of time like that.
Yes, sir.
Well, they know me. They know me, and they know when I talk. They know how it is. But man, yeah, we've been talking damn near an hour.
Yeah, I ain't even know this late, man.
It's about to be like damn near one. It's 10 minutes to one out here.
Shit.
So yeah, we about to wrap this shit up, man. I mean, you want to tell the people how to get in touch with you if you want them to get in touch with you or like?
Nah, man, not today.
I feel you. Well, y'all know how to get in touch with your boy, man. I mean, you can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, PDMAC10, PETYMAC10. The email is same, PDMAC10@yahoo.com. If I'm, you know what I'm saying, y'all can do what y'all want to do. I'm going to end it like I said. My boy, y'all. Be cool, stay calm, and get paid. And that's a food talk for y'all ass, man. We out here.
On some chill shit.
Later.